When the procession came opposite to Alice, they all stopped and looked at her, and the Queen said severely, "Who is this?" She said it to the Knave of Hearts, who only bowed and smiled in reply.
"Idiot,"
said the Queen, tossing her head impatiently, and turning to Alice, she went on,
"What is your name, child?"
"My name is Alice, so please your Majesty,"
said Alice, very politely, but she added to herself,
"Why, they're only a pack of cards after all. I needn't be afraid of them."
"And who are these?"
said the Queen, pointing to the three gardeners who were lying round the rose tree. For you see, as they were lying on their faces, and the pattern on their backs was the same as the rest of the pack, she could not tell whether they were gardeners, or soldiers, or courtiers, or three of her own children.
"How should I know?"
said Alice, surprised at her own courage.
"It's no business of mine."
The Queen turned crimson with fury, and after glaring at her for a moment like a wild beast, screamed,
"Off with her head! Off with—"
"Nonsense,"
said Alice, very loudly and decidedly, and the Queen was silent. The King laid his hand upon her arm, and timidly said,
"Consider, my dear, she is only a child."
The Queen turned angrily away from him and said to the Knave,
"Turn them over."
The Knave did so, very carefully, with one foot.
"Get up,"
said the Queen in a loud, shrill voice, and the three gardeners instantly jumped up and began bowing to the King, the Queen, the royal children, and everybody else.
"Leave off that," screamed the Queen. "You make me giddy."
Then turning to the rose tree, she went on,
"What have you been doing here?"
"If it please your Majesty,"
said Two, in a very humble tone, going down on one knee as he spoke,
"we were trying to—"
"I see,"
said the Queen, who had meanwhile been examining the roses.
"Off with their heads!"
And the procession moved on, three of the soldiers remaining behind to execute the unfortunate gardeners, who ran to Alice for protection.
"You shan't be beheaded,"
said Alice, and she put them into a large flower pot that stood near. The three soldiers wandered about for a minute or two, looking for them, and then quietly marched off after the others.
"Are their heads off?"
shouted the Queen.
"Their heads are gone, if it please your Majesty,"
the soldiers shouted in reply.
"That's right,"
shouted the Queen.
"Can you play croquet?"
The soldiers were silent and looked at Alice, as the question was evidently meant for her.
"Yes,"
shouted Alice.
"Come on, then,"
roared the Queen, and Alice joined the procession, wondering very much what would happen next.